So we're just going to relax and breathe. Oh, I just love that invitation to kick back and rest. To just stretch a little bit and get comfortable. And recognize there's nowhere we need to go and nothing we need to do right now. Except breathe. Breathe. Breathe and relax. It's such a gift to remember that there is that beautiful space of peace that underlies all of the activity. All of this seeming chaos sometimes. And to recognize that we can return to that peace, that light, that love, that joy and grace at the center in any moment we choose. We can be unconditional in our willingness to relax and love. Just opening our hearts to love. To feel the unconditional nature of love. Last night I turned a recording on from 5 years ago, and it was Mother's Day, and that one was on love. And I said, I wish Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and to all of us who had a mother. Oh, that's all of us. And so we just wish the most beautiful day, the most beautiful life, the most beautiful love to all of us, to everyone, everywhere, right here and now and always. Just allowing that universal love that is the truth of our being, that is the truth of all being, to expand for a moment in our consciousness and recognize that that love is infinite and eternal. That love is forever and has always been. That love connects us to everyone and everything. One light, one love, one life, one power, one mind, one Spirit, and we are that. What a gift it is to remember this truth, to remember who we are. We are love. In the last couple of weeks, I've been distracted by the news a few times, and forgetting that I am unconditional love. And I've joyfully collected a couple of quotes from Abraham to remind me of the love that I am. And one of these quotes from last week's live stream workshop from Tarrytown, New York, on May 4th, 2024. The questioner said, sometimes I pick up a job that where I want to have fun and I want to do well. And I'll have someone like a coworker that's just kind of mean. And Abraham interrupted and said, they can't help it. A person who's mean doesn't want to be. They just can't help it. They've got the same kind of momentum going that you are describing that's hard to stop. And so this is just a subject of physics. That momentum, it's the same sort of thing when you get on a subject and you practice it. Or that person who's being kind of mean, they don't mean to be mean. They've just been practicing it for so long. It's hard to stop being mean when you feel mean. It's hard to stop feeling insecure when you feel insecure, but it's possible. And Abraham is reminding us that it is possible for us to shift our perspective. And on another day in Portland, Oregon, on 8/11/12, Abraham said, "Your opinion matters, but don't use your opinions as clubs to hurt other people. Don't use your opinion to prove the wrongness of their opinion. Use your opinions as information to help you determine what feels better. What would feel better than this? What would feel better than government in quagmire? A cooperative government. What would feel better than a government refusing to be logical because the quest to push against the opposition has become the most important thing? What would feel better than that? Reasonable people working for the good of the whole. Wouldn't that feel better? Do you have the ability to imagine reasonable people working for the good of the whole? Or do you only have the ability to observe a government in quagmire? If you have the ability to observe reasonable people who are working for the good of the whole, then some of them who are there already, reasonable people working for the good of the whole, will come into your awareness as evidence of what you're reaching for. You don't need consensus from millions or billions. You only need consensus of your vibration here and now and what's in your vortex. And friends, we want to tell you that consensus is easy to accomplish. But in order to accomplish it, these are the things that we would assign to this particular body of people here and around the world. These are the things you need to do. You need to play more. You need to go outside more. You need to move your body more. You need to drink more water. You need to quiet your mind more. You need to make lists of positive aspects. You need to get on rampages of appreciation. And most of all, oh, we love you so much. You need to give yourself a break. If you don't feel like going to work, don't go. But if you go to work, make sure you feel like going before you go. When you discover that you can go to work and feel good, that you can have an existing government and feel good, that you can live in a world that has some chaos going on and feel good, when you discover you have the individual personal power to feel good regardless of conditions, then you will have mastered unconditional love. And when you've mastered unconditional love, the condition must contour to your expectation. It is our promise to you. You can single-handedly solve any problem of your own and positively influence any problem that exists anywhere in the vicinity of your awareness. And you don't need consensus of the world or political votes or to influence other people. You just need to discover the power of your own aligned leverage. You have access to the energy that creates worlds. And each one of you are individually in your physical format, powerful enough to accomplish anything you desire. Because there is a stream of energy and consciousness and non-physical partners who are aware of you. Everything that you are and everything that you want. You've been reaching for everything in your vortex. And everything that you want is ready for you to be ready. So our little formula of being nicer to yourself is what we expect will put you in the place of soonest readiness. So Abraham concludes that we need to play more. We need to go outside more. We need to move our bodies more and drink more water and quiet our mind and focus on the positive aspects and rampage appreciation and give ourselves a break. So just breathing into that beautiful idea of giving ourselves a break. Imagining taking a break. Taking a break from the news on our phones, on television, on YouTube. Taking a break from the headlines and the details of what's going on outside our own lives. And just focusing in. Focusing more narrowly for a moment. And just feeling the pleasure of breathing beautiful clean air. Breathing slowly and deeply. And relaxing into well-being. Remembering that Abraham says that well-being is ever flowing to us. And we just have to be ready to be ready. And so as we experience our willingness to relax and receive, we can have an infusion of happiness. In some cases, it may feel like comfort and ease. Sometimes it feels like satisfaction or interest. Sometimes it feels like celebration or joy. Sometimes it feels like curiosity and delight. And as we do the things Abraham recommends to us, as we remember to do those things, to go outside, they've said, go outside and look up and feel that love that is directed to you always, in every moment, from the universe, from your inner being. There is this infinite, eternal love that is coming to you from every direction and is coming through you from the inside out as well. And so my hands are making a figure eight symbol, the eternity symbol. Love from the outside, joining with love from the inside, and flooding our lives with love. Flooding our bodies with love, infinite, eternal love. Allowing our organs, cells, and systems to be bathed in this beautiful space of love and peace and willingness to receive. Our inner beings are ever giving us guidance and direction, both at the level of consciousness where we may get an impulse or hear an idea or connect with a teaching somewhere that really resonates with us. Or it may just be that beautiful eternal connection that comes in with us when we become physical and our inner beings are flooding our organs, cells, and systems with love all the time. I know when I feel that presence, I feel my hands start to tingle. My face starts to smile. Sometimes my third eye or my crown chakra tingles as well, because that infinite love is always here. There is nowhere we can go, no time that we exist when that love isn't making our liver work. If we had to make our liver work, we'd be in serious trouble. But our body knows what to do. Our lungs know how to breathe in oxygen and get it to our blood system to supply our bodies in exquisite detail. Trillions of cells being sourced in every moment, mostly by our breath, a little bit by water and food and rest, but most of what we need comes with the simple act of breathing. We are so loved. And so breathe in. If it feels good, smile. And open to receive that love. If there is a particular part of your body that you would like to focus on that could use a little extra healing or attention, if there's some area of your life that you would like to bring extra loving attention to, just think of that right now. And imagine that love flowing into that situation or that part of your body or that part of your mind or that part of your life. Feel that love moving in and through and as you. You are that. It is the truth of who you are. It is the leverage, the energy that creates worlds that Abraham was talking about. It is the consensus of your vibration right here and now. And that consensus is easy to accomplish, Abraham says. And as we focus on the love that is right here, we are accomplishing that alignment, that connection. And we can bask a little bit in the appreciation for all of the good that is right here, right now. All that we've already received, all that we are in the process of receiving, all that is eager to flow to us as we simply relax and let go of our resistance and open to receive. And we do that by focusing on the good. And we talked about reasonable people working for the good of the whole. And Abraham said, if you have the ability to perceive reasonable people who are working for the good of the whole, then some of those who are already there will come into your awareness. And I've been running into them. Friends that I've had dinner with that have been talking about the work that they do in the federal government. This one friend is a NASA scientist, and he's on his way to Japan this week to do a talk at an international intercooperation about space meeting in Japan. Countries are cooperating to think about how to make space peaceful and effective and productive, economically viable, and shareable by the people of the planet. that vision is inspiring to me. I love that he described it to me. And he said, the federal government is filled with reasonable people working for the good of the whole. There are so many in so many different departments and offices. There are so many people in local government. My friend that I ran into at the park this morning, who is doing her best to make our simple local park a beautiful place for people to experience. She's working for the good of the whole. And she's doing it logically, one little step at a time. And it is so lovely to encounter these beautiful people working for the good of the whole. And there are so many others in so many places. The people who are stocking the shelves at the grocery store or filling the gas at the gas station. Everyone driving in traffic is working for the good of the whole. It's so beautiful to behold, and it is the majority of what's happening. And I am just so grateful to recognize and remember that the good is so much greater than the chaos and craziness that happens sometimes. And as Abraham said, the mean people don't mean to be mean. They have momentum going in that direction, and we can love them anyway. So I see us in unconditional love for ourselves and others. And I see as we come to the end of this meditation that we just relax and stretch a little bit. And it feels good to remember to smile and to love life and to give thanks. And so it is.